Moment here.
Recording in progress.
Well, good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining this morning's media availability. I'm Riley Vetterkin, the Public Information Officer for the Wisconsin Elections Commission. I'll hand things over to Administrator Megan Wolf in just a moment, but first, just a couple reminders. We'll go to questions after Megan's remarks. If you do have a question, as always, please raise your hand and I'll call on you in the order in which you raise your hand. We can only call on people that we can identify as well, so please do make sure to have your full name listed if you'd like to ask a question. Thanks so much. And with that, I'll hand things over to Megan.
Well, good morning, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us. I'm very happy to report that Election Day in Wisconsin went very well and was successfully administered. And thank you to our thousands of Wisconsin poll workers, municipal and county clerks for running yet another great election. Well-run elections do not happen by accident. They're the result of years of training and preparations by our local election officials. Wisconsinites can be proud of the efforts of their local election officials, who are your friends, your neighbors, and your family members. Our elections are administered by bipartisan election inspectors, meaning representatives from both parties were involved in tallying ballots and observing each step of the election process. Our democratic system worked yesterday in part because of election officials who showed up each day to ensure that every eligible American could participate in our election process. I also want to thank the members of our media. Like election officials, your days and weeks have been long as you work to ensure that Americans had accurate information about elections. So thank you to all of you as well. With that, let's talk briefly about next steps in Wisconsin. What happens to verify and certify the election results? All Wisconsin counties have posted unofficial results to their website for each of their reporting units. This means that the unofficial returns from every city, town, and village in Wisconsin are now in. Of course, this does not mean that the results are official. There are important steps that have to happen over the next few weeks to certify the results. Wisconsin's certification process involves multiple levels of canvassing. Canvassing is the process by which election officials, by following specific laws and procedures, review and validate election results. Canvass is publicly observable, and in Wisconsin's many small communities, many of them actually began that canvassing process last night. Once each municipality has certified their election results, they are sent to each of the 72 counties to canvass as well. The county will again review and validate the election results as part of the publicly noticed meeting. The deadline for counties to provide certified results to the Wisconsin Elections Commission is November 19th. In the final step of the certification process, the Wisconsin Elections Commission receives results from the 72 counties that they have certified. The Wisconsin Election Commission then again reviews and verifies the reported result totals. At this point, the state will also combine the results for each legislative, congressional, and statewide race. The statutory deadline for the chairperson of the Wisconsin Elections Commission to certify statewide results is December 1st. Another item that can occur during the certification process is a recount. Wisconsin does not have automatic recounts. For a candidate to request a recount, the margin between the top two candidates who received the most votes in the race has to be 1% or less. If the margin is between 0.25% and 1%, then the candidate pays the estimate cost of the recount before it begins. If the margin is less than 0.25%, then the candidate does not need to pay for a recount, but they must still make a request to initiate it. So those are the next steps that we could see over the coming weeks. And with that, you know, again, I really appreciate your engagement. We look forward to continuing to work with you as election results are certified. And a final thank you to Wisconsin election officials for all your work to ensure that yesterday's election was well administered. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Riley to facilitate questions.
Great. Thanks, Megan. And yes, we'll go to questions now. If you have a question, please raise your hand and we'll call on you in the order in which you asked it. And of course, make sure to have your full name. Our first question will go to Mike Leishner.
Yeah, hi, Megan, a couple of one question for us in Marathon County. We had a 95% turnout yesterday. Is that something that you've seen across the state? Was that uncommon or are we an outlier?
So great question. I don't know that I have a really good answer for you at this point. And so until the canvas and certification process is completed, we at the state don't really have an aggregate of what turnout looks like across the state. So we're not really able to make a lot of comparisons. But if we look at, you know, some of the unofficial totals and just kind of what's been reported in the media, it does look like yesterday was potentially a very high turnout election across the state of Wisconsin.
Thanks for that question. We'll now go to Alex Sturr.
Hi, Megan. Question. There's a lawsuit over your standing ability to be WEC administrator now that this election, I mean, it's not done, but now that we're toward the certifying part of it, are you devoted as long as the court allows it to being WEC administrator for the long haul, or are you kind of reevaluating your current position?
Well, Alexander, I haven't even slept yet. So for me, it's still election day, and I'm still completely focused on making sure that yesterday's election gets verified and certified. That's where my focus will continue to remain. So I'm completely committed to seeing through this election and making sure that this election is certified.
Okay, thank you, Alex. And we'll go to Scott Bauer.
Yeah, thanks, Megan, for doing this. Question on the recount timing. Just refresh my memory. If Hovde wanted to seek a recount, what are the deadlines he has to do that? Is it 5 days after the last county certifies, or can you just walk through that? I can't remember.
Yes. So the commission did actually last week ahead of the election make sure that all of the details of the recount were sorted out. So we sent a communication to the clerks about exactly what a timeline could look like. But I believe it's actually 3 days after the final canvas is received from the counties. So after the deadline for the counties to submit their canvas statements is, I believe, November 19th. And then a candidate would have 3 days to initiate that request if they fell within the appropriate recount margin, which is the 1%.
Thanks, Scott. And we'll go over to Maura Barrett.
Hi there. I'm with NBC News. Just wanted to check in to see if the commission has gotten any caught anyone of any potential lawsuits over absentee ballots. And even if not, I mean, how is the commission prepared to respond to any lawsuits contesting, you know, how certain ballots have come in?
Sure. I'm not aware of any new litigation that's been filed. But I guess to how would we prepare? We're certainly no strangers to litigation here. So just like we navigate any lawsuit, we would, you know, continue to present arguments that are in line with what Wisconsin law requires election officials to do. So I think should we see any sort of challenges or litigation, we're very well prepared and well practiced to be able to handle those.
Great. Thanks for that question. We'll now go to Corey Viers.
Hi, thanks for holding this. I was just wondering if the WEC had any comment on what happened at the Milwaukee Central Count location last night.
Right. So as we talked about a little bit last night, you know, obviously we're not there. We also have to be really careful not to prejudge anything that could come before the commission in the form of an administrative complaint. But, you know, one of the things I'll say about Milwaukee Central Count and kind of the procedure, not opining on their decision making, but the procedure is, it sounds like they made the choice to, when they identified that a procedural misstep that didn't impact any of the ballots was identified, you know, again, by their bipartisan election inspectors, the ones actually tabulating the ballots, and the bipartisan observers, when there was a misstep in procedure that was identified, they made the decision to make sure that during Election Day, in the public eye, to make sure that they fixed that misstep and that they corrected it in the public eye so that those legitimate ballots couldn't be challenged later. So, you know, I think there's a lot of information out there about, you know, exactly what happened. And also they'd be the ones that would have to, you know, talk about any decision making that went into what they decided to do. But again, all of that was done by bipartisan pairs of election inspectors and in the public eye, including many, many, many bipartisan election observers from both the major political parties, other political parties, independent observers. There were many people at Central Count that were part of those proceedings.
Thanks for that question. We'll now go over to Bridget Bowden.
Hi, thank you. You've gone over a bit what the process for initiating a recount would look like, but could you sort of talk about if we had a statewide recount, what the actual recount process looks like, you know, who counts the ballots, what's the timeline like, that sort of thing?
Right. So the timeline, I'll point you to a memo that the commission just put out last Friday that goes through exactly what the timeline looks like, depending on when certain things are filed. You can find that on elections.wi.gov. If you look under the clerks tab and then clerk communications, you'll see a memorandum that the commission sent them with all the things they need to consider to prepare for the possibility of a recount. How is it administered in general? The county, for a statewide recount, the county is actually the one that's responsible for administering those recounts. And what they're going to do is they're going to bring in the election inspectors from each of the municipalities. And then as part of a public process where you're going to have representatives from the political parties involved in that contest will be there. And then they're going to have a bipartisan recount board. And, you know, if you remember in 2020, the jurisdictions that had recounts actually live streamed those proceedings. So you could see where the recount was happening, where essentially they're going through, they're making sure that all the numbers make sense. They're actually reviewing each ballot to make sure it was tabulated correctly. And then each of the representatives from the parties involved are able to bring up a challenge. And then it goes before the recount board for them to make a determination about how that individual circumstance or ballot should be handled. So it's a very, very public process that has a lot of involvement from the party representatives and the political parties as well.
Thank you.
Great, thanks for that question. We'll go over to Mary Spacuzza.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. Do you have any information about what happened in Whitewater? We spoke to some UW Whitewater students who were in line for 3 hours and voting until like midnight.
I do not, but it is my understanding that there was a, you know, we're not involved in those decisions in terms of if a municipality chooses to go to court to ask for an extension. But it's my understanding that in that case that a court decided to grant an extension. I'm not aware of that ever having quite occurred in that way before. So I don't know any more details about it. I think you'd have to talk to Whitewater about exactly what happened and what the court decided there.
Okay, thank you.
Great, thanks for that question. And we'll go over to Zach Schultz.
Hello, this is Zach with PBS Wisconsin. You mentioned inspectors before, and just touring the state at polling places, we saw a lot of inspectors of various independent and from the parties. Are the total numbers collected by WEC, or is that only held by the counties? I know they have to sign in. I'm just curious if you can say for sure this was the record number.
I cannot say for sure that it's a record number because to your point, you know, I think you described it well. Wisconsin law is different than a lot of other states in that we don't actually, you know, collect a lot of the unofficial data. So in terms of, you know, the number of and I'm sorry, we have an alarm going off, but so I think I heard your question correctly. But in terms of the number of election inspectors, that's information that's kept by each of the individual municipalities. They're in charge of making sure they have enough poll workers and that they're tracking their training. And so we don't always have, you know, a full number of how many they have. In terms of the unofficial results, Wisconsin law is structured to say that each of the individual municipalities send their unofficial results to their county clerk, and then the county clerk posts those on their website. And so we actually don't have an aggregate number of things like turnout either at the state level. We will be collecting some very unofficial data that we'll post on the same webpage where we have the links to the 72 counties that will essentially go through what the margin is between some of the major contests, just so that there's an unofficial resource that folks could turn to if they have questions about if a contest is within the recount margin. But we really won't have any official numbers about turnout and things until after the election has been certified.
Great, thank you for all those questions. That wraps up today's media availability. If you do have any additional questions moving forward, please make sure to email electionspio@wisconsin.gov. Again, electionspio@wisconsin.gov. Thanks so much.
Thank you.